This is GamerCast episode 322, Games of 2012 and 2013. This is the show recorded on the 7th of January, 2014. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Woo.
New year.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo-da.
Some new releases coming out in the coming months. There's not a huge amount that's actually... Well, Paul doesn't care. Paul wants what? Elite is out next year.
Elite is next year.
So you've got to wait a whole year for that. Sorry, Paul. Otherwise, there's a fair amount of stuff coming out, I suppose.
Still, this year we got SimCity.
Yeah.
Although that's probably noobed up by the DRM crap. Which means I'm going to pirate the copy to get a crack with it, unlike the version I buy, which is going to have all this shite on it.
I see what you're saying.
I have to use the pirated one. EA, sorry, you're making me not want to play your games. And then, of course, we got the Elder Scrolls Online, which should be this year. Heart of the Swarm this year as well. Nice to continue the StarCraft 2 story. And obviously the development of MechWarrior Online to be more of a fully fledged game rather than a beta with a couple of mechs and a couple of maps and a couple of game modes.
You've also got GTA 5, Bioshock Infinite, Tomb Raider.
Or Bioshock Infinity, as some people call it all the time.
So many people call it that. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah, I'm just like, what? What are you doing? What?
But, I don't know. Otherwise, what else is coming out? I mentioned loads of things in my thing on GamerCast.
Modern Warfare 4?
Is that just a presumption?
Hello, Activision, the monies.
Well, as opposed to a different, maybe they'd make a new one.
No,
they wouldn't do that, would they? I'm trying to think of what else I'm looking forward to. You know, Kuni's finally coming out in the UK. I saw it and I've just said fine and you hate that. But it's been out in Japan for over a year, I believe. I've got Rayman Legends coming out. The reason I was going to buy a Wii U. Or one of the reasons I was going to buy a Wii U. We got The Last of Us as well, of course. Beyond Two Souls. Double Fine Adventure game, which I thought was originally coming out this year, but I guess it's coming out next year. The Cave as well. A nice little downloadable game that we came out. There's a few games that I'm looking forward to. Yeah. So I guess, shall we talk now about our game of the year, I suppose? Yeah? Should I talk about my games of the year?
You talk about whatever you want.
How many are we doing? Because it looked like last year we only said like one game.
Well, it's game of the year, not games of the year.
I did games of the year on GamerCast.
Let's roll, yeah?
Well...
I want to get back to Shogun.
Okay. I'm going to go with Journey. Out of my list.
What's that?
If you go on the GamerCast website, there's my top games of 2012, where there's five games plus a downloadable game. Plus my game I'm looking forward to in 2013. I'll say I really enjoyed Journey, which is a digital PlayStation Network title. They did a special edition. I don't believe it came out over here still. That comes with Journey and Flower and Flow, which are that game company's games that they made. As well as like a Game Jam game that they made. But Journey is, as you might guess, a journey. I've spoken about it on the show before because I played it at Eurogamer and really enjoyed it. It's just a really lovely little game that doesn't drag you by the hand, yet you don't need any dragging by the hand, and there's no communication, and it's just nice. Paul doesn't really care about my game of the year. He's like, I don't know what this is. I played it in a weekend, I think it was.
What are you talking about?
Well, did I have a day off? I think I had a day off when it came out last year, around when it came out. I used that day to play it, and I really enjoyed it. Didn't take long. It's a lovely experience, and you can play it multiple times and enjoy it. There's collectibles and stuff like that as well, of course. But yeah, I'd say Journey. I really enjoyed it. Hitman was close, but I've gone with Journey. Walking Dead's close as well, but I've gone with Journey. What was your game of 2012, Paul?
MechWarrior Online.
Am I surprised?
I could have said Fall of the Samurai.
Oh.
No doubt the best Shogun game. That's mainly because I can ignore all the weird Japanese people and just guns. Shoot people with guns.
Is that while they're playing with their swords and you just shoot them in the face like in Indiana Jones?
Yeah. Fall of the Samurai was good. But to be honest, I want a mech game and Mech Warrior Online came out.
And you played it quite a bit.
And I played it.
You've given them a lot of money for their Founders Pack?
I gave
pack?
Them a lot of money.
Not as much as you've given Mr. Brayburn.
No, Mr. Brayburn got twice as much money. But then we get a lot more for that, so...
Yeah, whereas for MechWarrior, you just got
I got
stuff.
4 Founder Mechs. $80 worth of premium account time. Or, no, 3 months of premium account time, which I haven't started using yet. Because I'm waiting to like have more stuff to spend my money on. And obviously the Founder Mechs get more XP, and then, yeah, I get 20,000 MC credits of in-game currency to spend on stuff, to save having to play the game to buy stuff.
To save playing the game. Oh,
in fact,
great.
Later on tonight, I'm going to put together a new build. There's a Stalker variant where I can put 4 LRM-20s on it. I'm going to blow the crap out of everyone with that build, unless they have ECM on their team, in which case I'm just a walking noob who can't shoot.
Aww.
But no, it's a good game. Obviously, a lot of people are like, oh, this is not really good. That's because they only started working on it literally a year ago. This time last year, they had no lines of code for it. And within 6 months, they had a playable game which worked. And a year later, we've got, what, 3 maps? 12, like, about 10, 12 different versions of the maps. 2 game modes now, I don't know, loads of mechs now. It's coming along really nice. And the mechs are good. They don't look like the crappy Battletech mechs. They're all good-looking as opposed to bad-looking. Apart from the Atlas. I think the Atlas should be a bit taller. But other than that. Yeah, like, in Battletech, I don't know if you noticed, but all the humanoid mechs look really bad. But in this, like, the Commando and things like the Awesome actually look quite good. So obviously, people are like, oh, it's all buggy and glitchy and stuff. Well, yeah, then they've said
finished,
it's a
it?
Beta. You know, and it's they're like,
days.
Oh, why is all the stuff... Because they do weekly patches, and they're like, oh, why is all the stuff being delayed a week? It's been delayed a week. Oh, no. Oh, God, it's a massive crisis. Powered by CryEngine 3.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah. I've wanted a MechWarrior game, like when they announced MechWarrior 5, and then failed to get any publishers or anyone to help them with it, and then they made it into a free-to-play online multiplayer game. Obviously, I'd like single-player. I would like escort and defense missions and stuff like that. But no, in the meantime, I'm driving a mech around. I ain't going to complain about driving a mech, yeah? Especially when I'm in my catapult, yeah? And my LRMs are raining down on you. You are going to die. But in saying that, my catapult build that I was using yesterday, which had 5 Streak SRM launchers on it, was dominating until I came across a Raven who started following me around with ECM and stopped me from getting a weapons lock and shooting it.
Aww, you poor thing.
Well, it's a trade-off, it's a trade-off. People are like, oh, ECM's overpowered. Yeah, but the enemy team only ever has like 1 or 2 ECM mechs. Obviously, if all the mechs had ECM, my missiles would be utterly pointless. But, you know. No, it's really good. Everyone should play that game.
You're looking at me.
You should play it.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Were you going to say something?
Would it run okay on my PC?
It don't matter. I don't care if you're lagging out. I'll just shoot you. Pew, pew, pew.
Cheers. Well, my graphics card's getting on a bit, isn't it? Are we going to mention, like, the game we're most looking forward to in 2013? Because I know we kind of briefly mentioned things.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm really looking forward to the new...
I'm looking forward to MechWarrior Online being finished.
I'm really looking forward to Broken Sword, The Serpent's Curse, which is the new Broken Sword game, which will be the 6th or the 5th? Broken Sword 5. It was a Kickstarter. Like Paul has given a lot of money to Mr. Brayburn, I gave a lot of money to Mr. Cecil. Or
yeah, this, you know, on the show notes,
I think I gave
yeah.
him more money than I gave...
On the show notes, yeah. Can you actually write what you're talking about?
Yeah, I'll write it. Yeah, I think I gave them more money than we gave for Elite, I think. Unless you really upped your pledge. I don't know how much he offered.
How much money did you give them?
I gave him a fair bit. Hey, you should see all the stuff I'm getting.
What are you doing?
Broken sword. Anyway, it was dollars as well.
Dollars? Well, how much pounds was it?
I don't know.
Can you say the dollar figure?
I don't know what the dollar figure is.
She pledges so much, she don't even know how much she's pledging. She's like, I want whatever this crap is. What? And then it never gets made because they all go out of business.
What revolution have been around for years? Anyway, they're going to make it. They got enough money. They better make it. I want my stuff.
Yeah, well, they might not.
Don't say that. That's horrible. Nah, I'm sure. If there's a company I can trust, I trust them.
Unlike 22 Cans, who go out of business at any moment. Or get bought by EA. Peter Molyneux would walk off with loads of money, and then EA will shut them down.
I'm getting...
Come on, man. The people are waiting, yeah?
Well, for my pledge, I pledged that much.
$250 for a game.
However, I get lots of stuff.
Yeah, I pledged £150 for a beat.
Yeah. $250. Just over that then. For Elite. But you don't get as much stuff as I do.
No, but in Elite I get a game that's actually good.
Hey, this will be a good game.
Although saying that, Elite will probably come out and it'll be really shite. I'm just like, what have you done?
I think that was what I backed. But yeah, Broken Sword. I'm really looking forward to it. Can't be any
worse than Freelancer.
It's the kind of first, well, going back to their roots of 2D-ness. However, it's 3D models in 2D. So what a lot of adventure games do these days, so the...
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a 2D play space.
Can you guys do that?
Sonic.
Yeah. Oh, what are they called?
A Trip to the World.
Pendulo Studios do it. With their games, generally, they've got 3D models. And, I mean, it doesn't look the same as, of course, the lovely 2D-ness that Broken Sword 1 and 2 had.
But it still looks modern.
But it looks modern, yeah. It looks nice and modern. They've got the original voice actors back, I believe, for George and Nico. And, yeah, I'm hoping it'll be really good. I really loved the first two Broken Sword games. I wasn't as much a fan when they went 3D. With 3 and 4, so...
3D ruined a lot of games.
Angel of Death... and Sleeping Dragon. I think it goes Sleeping Dragon, Angel of Death. I mean, 3D kind of ruined a lot of adventure games, really, because they all kind of jumped on it because it was like, oh, 3D! 3D.
Ooh, it's amazing and cool, and then, what the f*** is this?
But then the issue you've got, of course, with the point-and-click game is then your play space becomes, you know, 3D. So then you're walking around in a 3D environment and it just doesn't feel the same. You've got too much that you're trying to look through as well. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to Broken Sword and the Serpent's Curse, which should actually, I believe, be coming out April this year. As we are in 2013. I don't think I've got a date just there. Ooh, is that what that comes in? I think it was just April as an estimate. But yeah. So that's what I'm looking forward to for 2013.
MechWarrior Online.
Yeah, Paul's looking forward to MechWarrior Online. You don't really need to say any more about MechWarrior Online, do you?
You've always got the issue, what if Piranha Games can't handle making that sort of game? What if the community starts dwindling before it even comes out and they run out of money and then it will get shut down? That's the danger of these online games. It could be a really fun game to play, but unless I have a single player option to play with bots, it can just all die at a moment's notice.
I much prefer single player stuff, so I'd agree with you on that. Because, it can be nice playing with people, but then you can get bored of playing with people and just want to do your own missions.
Well, yeah, that's sometimes how I feel whenever I play having AI bots can just make a game fun. So imagine playing MechWarrior. Okay, screw the simulation. I just want to kill thousands of mechs. Single-handedly. I'm going to put the AI on noob level and blow the crap out of them. And that might be really fun. You know, there's nothing wrong with just going... And then having, like, you know, cars and people walking around and just burn a shite out of them. Oh, look, there's an enemy helicopter. Boom! Blown out of the sky. You just grab it and go... Wah! Yeah, it's not balanced, but you don't have to have a balanced game for it to be fun.
Mm. Well, that's a problem with multiplayer these days as well. Because generally everything's level-based. And then it just makes it completely unfair for anyone who joins
Mech
a game.
MechWarrior isn't. I'll save up money and put better equipment in my mechs.
Well, see, that's what's good with MechWarrior, because it's... Well, in a way it's skills-based, because you have to have killed people to get money. But that just means you have to be
good.
But
even if you've got a better mech than someone else...
You've still got a chance.
The way the game works is if your mech's damaged, or if someone's just lucky and gets a couple of critical hits and blows your engine out or something, you know, you're going down regardless. At no point is like a mech overpowered.
Yet. I'm sure they're balancing it okay, so.
While people are always moaning, oh, these weapons are useless, this is crap, that's rubbish. But at the end of the day, it's not a twitch shooter where one shot kills someone. You know, fights last several minutes. And if you're losing, just run away.
Hide behind a mountain.
Just say help, and then you yeah. because the combat in it is slow, your teammates have a chance to help. So that team is obviously a lot of the where a lot of the strategy comes in, because obviously if you've got a new team, you just all split off, they just get killed one at a time.
Mm.
But no, I mean you just when you're in a team and the proper battle's going, you just take turns at who's at the front taking the damage. So.
In it. Oh, you played like a proper person.
That's why I was dominating in games like yesterday with my.
That's because you know how to play it, unlike I'm sure some newbie people who.
Well, the only they're adding third person to it.
Oh, I think you told me that, didn't you?
They shouldn't have it. They should only have third person in spectator mode. But unlike everyone else who's whinging about it, I can deal with it. All the old games had third person as well.
The thing is, you just don't go in it, right?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, they might have an advantage of being able to see slightly further.
Yeah, they'll
the
be able to see around. And
but
stuff.
They're not going to be able to shoot me. They still have to put their mech in my line of sight. And anyway, I play support roles most of the time anyway, so they're just going to get missiles showering down on my head. Innit?
Mm-hmm.
Are you done with your games then?
Yeah.
Is that what you're nodding about?
Now for the news.
Yeah, LD. Okay, so obviously the big thing in the news is Elite Dangerous has been successfully funded. We're no longer going to call it Elite Dangerous. I'm just going to call it Elite 4.
What did we call it the other day? Elite Safe?
Elite Perfectly Safe.
Perfectly Safe.
And in fact, one of the books being written by that dappy woman who's on Click is almost the same title.
Really?
I was like, hey.
Did she steal your title?
You nicked my title.
So they made... 1.5, was it?
I'll say 1.6.
But
round up to the nearest thing.
Oh, yeah. Did they launch a separate one on their website at all? Just out of curiosity. Because
yeah, so
they did that
they
for Broken Sword.
They raised like $25,000.
What, through PayPal?
Just through their website directly.
Yeah. I was wondering if they'd do that because...
Because some people might not want to use Kickstarter.
Well, yeah, Broken Sword did that as well, and they made like $50,000 or something like that. I'm just guessing. They made a certain amount of money through PayPal as well, which of course then contributed towards the costs. Had over 2,100 backers.
2,100? More than that.
Oh, sorry, did I read that wrong? 21,000, sorry. I read that totally wrong.
24,000?
David Braeburn did a Reddit thing as well the other day.
What,
I guess
Q&A answering,
doing questions, because everyone seems to do it on Reddit. Reddit seems like where the scum of the universe goes, from what I see people post on Reddit. I don't know. It seems like the bad side of the internet. Not as bad as like 4chan stuff.
Never go on there, to be honest.
No. And yeah, so
I've got my two websites I look at, and that's it.
And of course, Elite is coming out in March. Currently coming out in March 2014.
Hopefully they'll have Sonic out in March 2014.
Or just Windows, that's the only...
Windows, Macintosh release later. Linux, maybe later.
Maybe later.
They've sort of hinted at, maybe. If we can find some guy to do the port for us for free, yeah. But obviously Windows is the primary platform.
Oh, of course. Makes sense.
I'd obviously like to see an Archimedes version at some point.
Maybe they'll make one just for you, Paul. So Nintendo eShop releases
can't just stop talking about Elite Dangerous.
I'm sorry,
like
do you want to talk more about Elite?
Yeah, this game is going to be epic. Okay. It's going to be so epic on next year's Games of 2014 episode. It's going to be all I'm going to talk about. Hopefully I'll also have played the beta by then as well, so.
Yeah. Cool.
And to everyone who says, oh, just play EVE Online. EVE Online. This is Elite. Yeah, this ain't some noob game.
Cool. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are we talking about Nintendo?
Well, there's some updates to the eShop. I thought
is Elite on
them.
Nintendo
no,
platforms?
No, it's not.
Is MechWarrior on Nintendo
you
platforms?
You can now get...
Where's the point in them existing?
You can get Ghosts and Goblins on 3DS through the Virtual Console for $4.49. Quite pricey. But it's Ghosts and Goblins, so it's a kind of all-time favourite for most. Well, for some. Depending on if you were a SNES Mega Drive player and if you liked kind of hard
machines.
Platforming games. Then there's some new add-on content for Art Academy, which you can get, which is $179. They've got a life drawing pack and a paint-like Turner pack. Turner's an artist, if you didn't know.
I thought it was that guy from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Is Turner the ships and stuff? I think it is.
No, it's that guy.
Am I thinking the wrong one? What guy?
In Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay. Well, I thought you were going to say something else, and you just didn't say anything.
Well, I've forgotten his name.
And then there's
Bill Turner.
Also Touch Sorry. Battle Tank 3D as well for $4.49, which is a new just game for 3DS. And then as well as that, there's some DSi updates, which is of course on 3DS as well, which is Crystal Adventure for $179. And there's Vampire Crystals available on WiiWare. Now updates to the Wii U store. Hope there'll be some soon because people need to have more games for that console and more virtual stuff or downloadable stuff. I want to get Lego.
Just think when the Xbox
Lego
3 and PlayStation 4 come out. Just imagine what they're going to do to the Wii
yeah,
U.
Yeah, I know, but still, I want Rayman Legends and I want Lego City and Pikmin 3. Bayonetta 2 will be alright.
Well, when we destroy the Wii U, then Pikmin can be released on our consoles.
But this is Nintendo!
Yeah, but Nintendo will have no choice.
So, from January 15th, there will be a Dead Space 3 demo available on the Xbox Marketplace. And on the 22nd of January, it will be on the PlayStation Network. So, Xbox 360 has got a little bit of exclusivity.
It was just ready first on Xbox.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe it passed their certification first. It's a demo on Tau Volantis, which is a hostile ice planet. So you can download that then, or if you happen to live in a certain area which has a game store, although this has already started, the first day has already gone by and the second day may have already gone by the time this goes up. Game are doing EA lock-ins, which is for Dead Space 3, and it's events in a few stores, not a huge amount. I think they should have a few more on that list, to be fair. And it's inviting gamers to hang around after hours and get hands-on with a number of pre-release EA titles, starting with Dead Space 3. So they're going to do a few of these, I guess, whereas the first one's Dead Space 3. And there's also free food and drink for anyone who attends. You've got to be over 18, because Dead Space 3 is an 18-rated game. But ignoring the ones that have already happened... Well, actually, I'll say there was one in Westfield, Stratford, which is the big shopping centre thing, on the 6th. Is that a dog? Birmingham...
It's over the road's dog in...
Where is it? Birmingham Bullring, there was one on the 6th. And in Glasgow, there was one on the 6th. On the 8th of Jan, there's one in Newcastle. 9th of Jan in Leeds, and also one in Kingston. On the 11th in Watford... 13th of January in Sheffield, Meadowhall, Cardiff, Bluewater, which is in Essex. It's Bluewater, Kent, and Thurrock.
It's down Kent Wynn.
Bluewater's Kent, actually, yeah, sorry. I was confusing it with the other one, and I can't remember what it's called.
Chelmsford?
No. Thurrock. I can't remember
South
the name
Bend.
Of the Thurrock shopping centre.
Bognor Regis.
Yes, Bognor Regis. On the 15th of Jan, they're in Nottingham and Southampton. 17th of Jan, Norwich and Reading. 19th in Bristol. 20th in Thurrock and Manchester. And the 7th of February in Belfast. Not many places in the south. I would have thought maybe Brighton would be on there, but Brighton have a really small game store. So I guess not.
Brighton have two game stores.
Well, the one I've been in is very small. and they had lots of work going on. So
I don't know why you've been in any of them.
No, I've been in one of them. So yeah, if you live near any of those stores and you're looking forward to Dead Space 3 at all, if you're actually looking forward to it.
No.
Not you. yes, you can have a look. There's more details on the game website, game.co.uk. And I imagine they'll announce some more lock-ins for other EA titles soon when they've got more games coming out. I don't think they've really got anything else on their release list at the moment, have they?
Who?
EA, they've released most of their stuff now, haven't they? That at least got announced.
Crysis is EA in...
Oh, yeah, of course, Crysis 3. EA partner game. That's coming out March. Isn't that when the Crysis 2 came out, March 2011?
Don't know, Crysis 2 is shite.
Next thing is mainly just a thing, I suppose. So E3, of course, is coming soon. Well, I say soon, June. I think it's June 11th, I believe it starts, or maybe that's when it finishes. Major Nelson has put a countdown timer on his blog. Is it? That's May. June. Yeah, 11th to the 13th, I reckon. Or the 14th, I can't remember which day it ends on. Yeah, they put a countdown time on their blog. A lot of people are like, oh, what does this mean?
Ooh, it means there must be a new Xbox.
Yeah, that's what most
people are. It can't just be a countdown to E3, yeah. Can it? No, of course not. And either way, the rumours I hear is that Microsoft won't even announce it at E3. They'll have their own press conference where they announce it at, like, later, like they did with the crappy Surface. Yeah, crappy thing.
Oh, no. Press the start button. Okay, well, yeah, it's
that's what I'm hearing, but obviously nobody knows.
Well, no one knows anything.
And the thing is, yeah, for a console to be released this year, it still strikes me as being way too early. Like, they need to have more of a gap between announce and availability. Because otherwise, how many games are they going to have for this thing on launch? Okay, maybe they can keep 5 or 6 developers tight-lipped about it. But if you want 30 or 40 games, that is a lot of developers who,
true,
you know, leak little things here and there.
Well, either way, he seems excited for E3. Maybe they got some good game announcements.
Yeah, maybe there's Halo 5 and Forza Motorsport 5.
And Gears of War.
And Gears of War something. 5.
Well, Gears of War something. Because they called the next one Judgment, didn't they? Well, what else could they announce?
Gears of War -1.
Well, Dance Central 4. What other IP does Microsoft really do?
Connectimals.
Well, yeah, I wonder if they're even going to do anything like that.
Have furry animals for your cockpit in Elite.
Do you reckon they've got any more Kinect titles in the game? Considering they've got their stuff through Elite. They might focus on that now, mightn't they? Considering it was rumours that The Outsider was cancelled of theirs anyway.
I thought The Outsider was cancelled like 5 years ago.
Nah, there was rumours last year or the year before. I think it was early last year there were rumours about it. Who knows?
All we know is it still doesn't seem right that a next-gen console is getting released this year.
You think?
It seems too far off. The PS3, we had like a 3-year lead time on that. The Xbox 360, we had a good 18 months lead time on it.
Well, so 360's, 5 years old?
360's 7 years old. 8 years old, even. The Xbox 360 came out in 2005.
Oh, we're 2013. Whoops. How many years did... How old was the Xbox when the 360 came out?
4. Well,
they've been a bit longer, haven't they?
3 in Europe.
I suppose it all just depends on content, really, doesn't it? I don't know. I'm sure Microsoft will make
any other rumours I'm hearing
anyway.
Is, again, they're both going to have similar architecture. They're both going to be powered by some AMD chip. That's also what I've heard rumoured. But that would also rule out backwards compatibility.
Oh, would it?
Well, unless they had another load of processors.
I like things being backwards compatible.
So I'll tell you what, I'm going to put £5 down now. Saying there's not going to be a new Xbox this year. What we're going to see is an Xbox TV.
How about?
No DVD drive, but just a mini Xbox for playing downloadable content and stuff like that.
I'll put £5 down that the last game they show
will be Halo.
No, well, oh, actually, no, that, it was Halo was the last one last time, wasn't
Halo's
it?
Halo's always the one they
bring out. Well, okay, £5 that they have a bloody Call of Duty demo walkthrough at their press conference. And then everyone's like, oh, Call of Duty! And I was just like, this is the most tedious
lame
thing to have to watch.
Lame game ever. There's Catherine in the audience going...
Well, both me and Charlotte were a bit annoyed the fact that we had to sit through Call of Duty stuff. It's like, okay, yeah, it's got its merits. It's good for some stuff, but...
Leave it at the Activision booth?
Well, yeah, at a Microsoft press conference, as with a Sony press conference or a Nintendo one, you want to see the first-party titles. At least that's how I feel about it, anyway.
I know, my next-gen console vibe isn't happening.
Yeah, it was annoying with the Sony conference last year because they showed Assassin's Creed stuff. And they didn't actually have a huge amount.
We need to put Sony out of business.
Nah, they got some good stuff in the works.
We need to put PlayStation. We need to kill the PlayStation off.
Hmm.
We've been too lenient on it the last few years. We need to bury this thing.
But I like it.
But it's so primitive.
It's got some good games on it.
Yeah, but if we kill it, the good games will be on other platforms.
You don't know that.
And if they're not, big loss.
But yeah, so I'm interested in seeing what happens.
So
this
I predict no PS4 or Xbox free this year. Notice I'm calling it Xbox free, unlike everyone else who calls it 720 or Next or whatever. So no, it's the third one. I'm calling it Xbox free.
I must say, I would if whenever new consoles come out, I'd prefer them to not be this year, so I don't have to buy a Wii U this year, as well as potential.
You're
other
not buying a Wii U.
I will
this
get a Wii U.
No.
I'll get it cheap. Okay, I'll find one cheap. Well, Zabby had them for $225 for a premium. That's pretty cheap, isn't it? Retail's what? How much for a premium?
£6.70 something.
Yes, Paul. Because yeah, I don't really want to have to buy a Wii U and another console in 1 year.
You're not having any more game consoles. It's enough. We got a computer.
I like my consoles, don't I?
Although it wouldn't surprise me if we see an Xbox Surface this year.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, related to all the weird trademarked and other leaked things we had last year.
How do you get an Xbox Surface, though?
Who knows? Nobody knows.
Does it have the Xbox logo on it?
Yeah, sure.
Does it have a disc tray and put an Xbox game in it?
If they put an Xbox logo on that, they'd sell way more.
They would. Well, people look at the little thing there, don't they, and they're like, what's that? Because not everyone's used to the new Windows logo either, are they?
That's because it's wonky.
Okay, enough about E3.
7-inch Xbox Surface tablet.
That's your guesses. We should write this down, so then when it comes to E3 this year, we'll have to see what happens. See if Paul was right. Next up, Fez, the previously Xbox 360 Live Arcade exclusive little title, is actually going multi-platform this year. I guess his exclusivity has finished with Microsoft, and I really can't stand him after watching the film with him in it.
Who?
Phil Fish.
Phil Fish. That's a stupid name, isn't it? Phil Fish. Phil that fish.
Well, I thought he had exclusivity, but maybe he didn't. But yeah, so it's coming out on other platforms for anyone who wanted to buy it but doesn't have an Xbox 360. Tomb Raider news as well. Crystal Dynamics have confirmed that Tomb Raider...
Are they still in business? Wow.
Yes. Crystal Dynamics are making the new Tomb Raider. They've made the last few Tomb Raiders. They're owned by Square Enix. Eidos.
And it's Square Enix, not Square Enix.
Square Enix, okay. So yeah, Crystal Dynamics have confirmed that the new Tomb Raider has a multiplayer.
Ooh, I've never spun this far around before.
A multiplayer. In the new Tomb Raider.
Mm. What's that going to be? Some lame
deathmatch? Well, in my eyes, that seems as pointless as Uncharted having multiplayer. I know there's people that enjoy the Uncharted multiplayer, but I play Uncharted for the single player game. I will play Tomb Raider for the single player game.
I play MechWarrior for the single player game.
If I want to play a multiplayer game, I don't really know what it'd be. I want the single player game. At least, though, it's not that Crystal Dynamics have... like a large portion of their team work in the multiplayer. It's being created by Eidos Montreal's studio, so the guys that made Deus Ex Human Revolution. So they're working on it from the sounds of it. So who knows what it would be like then. At least then he's got a whole team working on the multiplayer and a whole team working on the single player, so there shouldn't be any, like, loss in quality of the game. But I am looking forward to Tomb Raider. I'll just ignore that it's got a multiplayer, just like I did with Bioshock 2. And enjoy it, because it'll be good, hopefully. And yeah, that's all the news for this week, because it's the... Is it the second week of January now? Yes, second week of January. And, of course, there's not much in the news of the gaming world.
Yeah, Aldi.
It's time for...
Name...
That...
Game.
Okay, so 3 weeks ago, everyone would have heard this.
Forward one. You're running out of time. Ready, cameras, nearly powered up. Take out the APU dead as soon as possible.
Yeah, Aldi. Nobody guessed correctly what it was. The answer was MechWarrior 4 Mercenaries. Some would argue the direct prequel to MechWarrior Online. Since, for some reason, it has mercs in the title. Well,
I haven't played
in the
that.
Website.
MechWarrior 4 Mercenaries, have I?
Yeah, you must have done.
I thought I played MechWarrior 3 with you.
No, we would have played 4.
Oh, would we?
Wait, that's already 10 years old. I wouldn't have made you play a 12-year-old game. Madness.
Okay.
It probably would have been Mercenaries. I don't think we would have played Vengeance, because Mercenaries was the newest. Even though Vengeance had a proper single-player storyline. Like Mercenaries, where you just buy your own mech and blah, 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 blah. Do missions as a mercenary. This week we've got... I actually don't know what we've got anymore. It's been so long, I don't remember what it is.
Did you record it before Christmas then? Do you have any idea of what that is?
No.
Do you want to look at the page and I look
I know
away?
Exactly what it is.
Do you?
Yeah. PC game had console ports over the years, and it's knocking on a bit. The chat room says, WTF, it sounds like a fly and walking. You mad dafty.
Any other clues?
No, you're not getting any other clues. Very popular. It's one of the most popular game series of all time, probably. They probably sold at least 6 copies.
At least 6? Wow. You're putting that as a guess.
No, it'd be funny next week when we read it out.
So, a popular game that's been ported to lots of platforms.
Mm-hmm.
That was a piano playing the Star Wars.
And it's milked. It's been heavily milked.
Heavily milked. There's a piano at the start, right?
Let's just say the publisher likes getting in the monies. And will do anything to get the monies.
Activision like the monies. But so does EA.
No, worse than Activision.
Worse than EA?
Nothing's worse than EA, is it?
So it's EA. I think it's
EA. Oh, we don't like Steam. We're going to do Origin and pull all our games off Steam.
Is it like a Sims game or something?
Could be.
Doesn't sound like a Sims game. Put Sims or something like that. Sims game. Just put Sims game.
Which one?
No, just I'm being broad.
Sims game expansion pack. Maybe.
I'm not sure. It doesn't... The fly sound sounds familiar, but that's just like a default fly sound. Was that like squelchy footprints at the end?
Just footprints.
What, walking? Walkins.
Yeah.
Not really sure.
It's from gameplay, though. It's not like a trailer or anything. Or a cutscene. It's gameplay. Piano, fly, walking.
What games contain those? That's why I just guessed Sims.
Amnesia the Dark Blood.
Yes, because that's made by a publisher that loved their money.
I have so many people asking for that game, and it's like, no,
really?
We're selling you, man.
Yeah, so he's destroying them. You have to have an actual retail release to be able to sell it in a game.
The only reason anyone buys it is because they've seen videos of people getting scared by it.
Really?
Anyway, yeah, if you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net. And next week, if you are right, you will get the GZs. Or just leave a comment on the website as well on this week's episode. And if you are right, you will get the GZs. If you are wrong, you will get nothing.
You get nothing.
Because that's how we roll in this place.
New releases.
this week?
This week we have one new release. Anarchy Reigns.
Yes, so Anarchy Reigns was released in Japan.
Is this made by anarchists?
No. Are you made by an anarchist? That didn't even make any sense. I was doing some kind of comeback.
Yes, I was built in an underground anarchist factory.
So yeah, Anarchy Reigns is the new game for Platinum Games, with Sega publishing it. It features
Giant Leprechaun from the anime.
Mad
Daffy Land. Max Power.
Anarchy Reigns. Wait, don't do that. I heard his name in my head before I started the show and I've forgotten. Is it Max?
Bob Geldof.
So, like, the main character that you kind of, well, relate to, I suppose, I think it's Max Anarchy, is the guy from Mad World. So this is kind of in the same... not exactly the same. I mean, it's still, like, kind of fighting-style game. But it's very character-full, I suppose. It's got... 7 characters from Mad World. 9 new characters. And there's also Bayonetta that you can play as. She's in the DLC, which comes with the version that's released in the UK, which is a special edition, which Sega said a while back is only £20. So it's coming out at £20. You should be able to buy it in all stores for £20. Otherwise, some might charge you more because, heck, you can go in, like, Tesco's and see things like Far Cry 3 for £50 or Assassin's Creed 3 for £50 and then wonder why on earth they're selling them for that price. Do you think that's crazy? That's a big markup there. But yeah, so it originally came out what have I got there? It was last year, last summer in Japan. Then it got delayed in America and the UK, so a lot of people imported it for the PlayStation 3. And then it came out in October. Not in October. Oh, it comes out this... Oh, Tuesday, tomorrow. In America. I thought it was already out in America. So yeah, you can pick it up. Xbox 360, PlayStation 3. New Platinum Games game. With Sega. So yeah. It got good reviews, at least the Japanese release did. So I'd imagine the UK release is just as good. And that is the only game that's coming out this week. There's games coming out next week. What did we say? DMC is coming out next week.
DMC, Sniper, Ghost Warrior 2. Yeah.
So yeah, there's some more games coming out next week. So we'll mention more next week. And that's it for this week, really.
Yeah, we'll catch everyone on the flip side.
Yeah. Bye.